classical music. This is CBS News.
Hey, gingerbread man, you seem pretty burned. Acapulco?
I wish. I got burned in the old oven again.
Woo!
Faulty thermostat, uneven heat. Hand me the lotion.
Okay, except you know that's frosting.
I thought it tasted pretty good.
Time for a new stove? Come to the Sears Holiday Preheat event now and save up to 20% on all Kenmore, up to 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 20%. Whirlpool and KitchenAid from 5 to 10%. Offer valid 10-7-2011 to 10-11-2011.
Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then, we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
That phone hacking scandal in Britain is far from over. CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker says Rupert Murdoch's media empire is still feeling the heat.
It turns out British police have now contacted more than 450 people to tell them their personal details appear in notes kept by a News of the World phone hacker. So far, 65 people have moved to sue Murdoch's UK arm over the alleged hacking. This new revelation suggests that number's going to rise.
Murdoch's tabloid News of the World was shut down back in July because of the growing scandal. Here's some proof that some people will steal anything that's not nailed down. Sometimes, apparently, they'll even steal things that are nailed down. Officials in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, say someone has stolen a rarely used 50-foot-long, 20-foot-wide bridge. It was made out of corrugated steel, valued at about $100,000. The thieves used a blowtorch to cut it apart, presumably to sell the scrap metal. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back on this beautiful Saturday here in Northern Nevada. You are with Broadview. JP is here with me. JP?
Hey.
Oh, good. Good one. Also, we've been talking with Elena Prophet. I call her Diva. She's a good friend of mine. Known her for quite a few years. Not as long as I would like to, because you've been doing this kind of stuff for so long, Diva.
I know.
She's a clairvoyant. She's helped in many murder investigations and criminal activity.
Yes.
She's
astrologer,
on the good side, right?
Psychic. Yes.
Yeah,
she's.
I am on the good side.
She's not checking. On the dark side.
In fact, I'm the only one that's been put into some of their organizations.
Yes, you are. Yeah, there's only a few of you, handful of you gals who really are in the...
Yeah, but I mean, I'm in their law enforcement organizations.
Yeah.
I was with ASLET, American Society of Law Enforcement Trainers, and they invited me into CHIA, California Homicide Investigators. Now, something must be going on if I'm doing that kind of stuff.
Are you still doing that kind of stuff, Diva?
Well...
Not as much.
Well, you know me, I don't talk about it if I'm doing it, you know? That's why I do it.
She didn't talk about it if she's doing it. She only talks about it if she's not doing it.
Well, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the first thing they teach you when you're learning to be a gentleman. If you're doing
don't talk about it when you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you all talk about it every chance you get.
Yeah, no. I've been had a few phone calls, let's put it that way.
Well, we were talking about some of the 2012 things that are supposed to, that have been projected on us that are going to happen. Are there any Nostradamus predictions that happen to fit now, along with divas?
No, but actually, well, not just me. I mean,
well, there's
many.
Yeah, but prophesizers.
But he did do that.
I mean, he did.
He also
visions,
and that's what I said. I mean, people like him that spoke about those things, the quatrains and so forth. This is, but on one level, is there any voodoo hoodoo to this? I mean,
hoodoo voodoo.
Well, that's what my
voodoo.
That's what my investigators used to say, the voodoo hoodoo lady. You know, but is there any or not? Or
isn't it being intuned?
Well, yeah, but we don't know what it was like 5,000 years ago. We don't know what the weather changes were like. We don't know if there was a polar shift totally. I mean, geology knows to some degree.
They do.
But we are in major shape-shifting and change right now. And we, like John Lennon said, we better get yourself together, darling, join the human race. And that's what's happening with all of us.
So you say we're beginning a new era.
Yes, what worked before.
I believe that too.
What worked before did not. Because
I'll tell you one thing that didn't work, doesn't work now. Corporate America.
Exactly.
Paycheck addiction.
Exactly.
I'm an advocate for, even though it's you live a poor life for a while until you get back with it and I'm back onto your own track and loving what you do, it's a sacrifice you have to make. But
well,
my goodness gracious, things are changing.
For example, it's like with welfare. Okay, that was not meant to be a profession. That was meant to be something that
aid, help.
That was our rights to have to help us through a rough time to get through, to get ourselves set up. It's not to be, you know, a baby mama machine. You know,
way of life forever.
But that's going away also.
That, the baby mama life machine?
The welfare machine, you're going to be seeing that go bye-bye.
Well, I won't miss that.
No. Well,
no, but
have you ever been on welfare?
But we have to be careful.
Hard times.
We have to be careful. Yeah,
we have to take care of our own.
We have to be careful and are above saying that because we all have problems at times and we need help.
When we get the government off of that, we're going to have to step up to the plate.
You've got to get the government out of that business.
But if we're getting help for a while to step over, but there should be a time limit on it.
Even for a minute, it's wrong when it comes from the government. Because I'll tell you what, the Bible is very clear that charity is the greatest of the three graces. And there is no charity when the money comes from the government.
No, but wait a minute.
It's charity when it's face-to-face.
That's true, but my dear, like my dad said to me one time when I was growing up and, you know, getting to college and so forth, and he was watching something on TV about welfare, and so he said, you know what? I've worked my ass off on a dock as a longshoreman in the ice, you know, loading 100-pound flour sacks and so forth, and paying my taxes. And if one of my kids has a rough time and needs to go through that for a period of time, you know what? That's my money. It's not the government's. That's my money I've been paying in for things just like that. It's the time limit on it.
But that doesn't make any sense anymore.
No. Well, it's out of control.
Unemployment is 99 weeks, and Obama's talking about extending it for another year.
Yeah, well, that's kind of
we're talking about 3 years of unemployment.
Well, but look at the hot mess my neighbor made, and you know, like I said, I voted both ways. Look at the hot mess. Let's be fair with all this. That's the key with it. The hot mess that my neighbor Georgie made.
What's the hot mess?
Yeah, what's the hot mess?
The bank account was wiped out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything. Oh, but we don't want to talk about that. And I mean, I'm saying, like I said, I voted both ways. So I'm not just right or left. This is all what you said is correct. And it's going to change, though. But I'm seeing that. And I'm feeling, for example, that's going to go away. There needs to be drug testing for these people that are getting some assistance. I personally feel, and I don't feel it's wrong, you have to manage your sexuality and your reproductive system. Or, you know, I mean, you know, I
mean,
care
of yourself.
And take care, you know.
Take care of yourself.
And take care of yourself. You know, but that doesn't mean we don't close the doors. If we're paying taxes, then part of the taxes should go for us to help one another, but for a certain period of time. We should be rewarded for applying ourselves, learning, getting a job, not sitting around flipping channels and
that's
having
right.
cable,
exactly.
you know, that type of thing. And that's part of the prediction.
Yeah, it's kind of out
Jay,
of
have
hand.
You ever been on unemployment? How
yes.
long did it used to last? Wasn't it 16 weeks?
Not too long, till I got another
it's
job.
3 years is what they're going
well,
for
but
now.
What are we going to do with it?
It's
are
the
we
situation.
Gonna have are we going to have anarchy? Are we going to, if we don't have it, it's between...
Well, you get what you pay for. That's just an axiom that is always true.
Here's what I think. This is the weaning off, and it's okay. Right now, everything is just like it's supposed to be, and we're seeing the extreme of it, and that's why we're going to be backing off, and we're going to make the changes to that system, and it isn't going to be like that anymore.
3 years. It's not going to
be
3 years.
But it isn't, and neither is unemployment, because we're now going, we need to do something about it. We need to get our own jobs. We need to make our own money. We need to help our neighbors. We need to help our community. We need to help our states. And things are changing. But this is what happens, right, Diva? Isn't this what happens?
We're at it's
go
like
the extreme, the pendulum.
This abscess started out as a pimple.
I like that.
You know, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
And now
and
the pus
more,
is
they all
flow.
Have their part to own to this.
Well, I think
who dippity-dooed into the Social Security in
I
the beginning?
Think we all
those
do.
People that took our
Diva,
Social
Security. Long gone now. We can't even point the
but
finger.
But you know
at
what?
Them.
Here's the thing. It's the way we lead our lives as well. We're all dipping in to pay for our dipping in. It's all kind